to give you a heads up.
The employment law world is way different in some ways than family law, but there is a similarity. I like to tell people in both areas, somebody's leaving and somebody doesn't want to pay. Isn't that a good joke? So the point of it is you've got long-term relationships. Sometimes people will even say about their job, that's my child, or I'm married to it, or whatever have you.
Right.
And when there's a disruption, a disciplinary matter, threatened termination. Somebody blows the whistle and gets canned.
Mm-hmm.
Discrimination at any level, at every level, whether government employee, federal, state, local, private sector, nonprofit. All these people have rights under state of New Jersey law and federal law to be free from discrimination, to be free from retaliation. The use of alternatives to litigation, very high in the employment law world. Why? Because the cost and time. Matrimonial law is tough. We have cases that can go 1 to 3 years plus, just on the trial court level. Forget about appeals for the moment. But in employment law, we have cases that go 3 years to 12. And I've had those cases. Wow. They are impossible. It's the worst divorce you can imagine, and it cripples people financially and emotionally. So, of course, we try to use everything that we can to bring to bear. Private mediation, private arbitration, some kind of conciliation, bring in neutral experts to do an evaluation of the causes of action or whatever have you. We do, kind of mock trials to test theories out and see where we can make our points. And my firm only handles the plaintiff, the employee. We do not represent employers.
Right.
And I don't feel badly about that because those folks have plenty of people
working
for them. You don't have to worry about them. Don't
the
feel
bigger
bad.
The company, the bigger the fleet of lawyers that they got.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You have no idea. It's like walking through the desert for 40 years and not getting a glass of water. It's tough. But you have to have a firm that's willing to go to bat in that environment. And so collaborative law actually is starting to be talked about. You're getting what I would call enlightened employment counsel, usually enlightened chief financial officer saying, given what I'm seeing out there, I don't want to expose my company to that type of thing. And at the end of the day, if outside counsel misses the boat, the employer could get hit for a whole lot of money. But another piece is that a lot of times people will come to work and have an employment handbook that tells them you're going to go to mediation and binding arbitration. You're never going to court. Those get upheld under the U.S. Supreme Court decisions on arbitration and state Supreme Court decisions on arbitration. So the whole new world of alternative dispute resolution is completely available in employment law as it is in family law.